It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
And I can say our guest instead of my guest, because there are three of us in the kitchen today. Beside me are two rising stars, Paul Meyer's son, Ruben, and my daughter, Mathilde. Paul couldn't be with us today, unfortunately. He just turned 63, so he's still pouting. Happy birthday, by the way, dear baby brother. And hey, 63 ain't so bad. After all, I have 30 days of experience over you. So no Paul today, but boy, am I ever super pleased to have Ruben with us. Ruben, is this your radio debut?
Yes, this is the first time I've been on the radio, so I'm very glad to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you. It's not Mathilde's, because unlike my dear baby brother, your father, Paul doesn't believe in child labor. I've put Mathilde on the show since she was about seven. Say hello to the listeners, Mathilde.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the program, Ruben. Welcome, Mathilde. And welcome to our listeners, our guests for today's special program featuring your New Year resolutions and wishes for 2025. I just love that piece of music. It's from the Walt Disney movie Beauty and the Beast. So pull up a chair, my friends, and join Mathilde, Ruben, and me for this special New Year's feast. Shall we get to it, Mathilde?
Yes, let's go.
How about you, Ruben? Ready to rock?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, shake the box, Ruben, and pull out the first letter.
This first one was sent to the Sound Kitchen by Saulin and Nahihan, who wrote, Happy New Year 2025. Let the journey of the new year begin with the new tunes and new songs. Happy New Year to all friends of RFI. May the new dawn, the new day bring light to fill your life. Leave all the darkness behind and move forward in a new direction. Happy New Year.
Mathilde, your turn.
This is from Muhammad Shamin, who notes that, as he wrote, previously, I used to make tons of resolutions, which I had no chance or intention of keeping. So, only three this year. First of all, I resolved to spend less time talking and more time acting. Second, I will spend less time on social media. These are fun things, but they are also time-consuming. The time is better spent with my radio. Lastly, I resolved to keep these few resolutions.
Very good, Mohammed. Ruben, do you spend a lot of time on social media? I know Mathilde does.
Yes, I do spend a lot of time on social media, but I do know it's not good for myself. So I do try and spend less time, but it's complicated.
And I know, it is hard. Okay, shake that box, Ruben.
This one is from Raz, Franz, Manko, and Gogo.
Ah, hey Raz, what's he got to say, Ruben?
They greet us in the respects of Yar Rastafar. He notes, I've been a shopkeeper for 4 decades. In addition to keeping bees and running a football club for youth and grooving on music from all cultures, but this year I plan to launch a shop with music, sportswear and photography services. We'll see.
I bet it'll be a huge success, my brother. Mathilde, your turn.
It's from Nafisa Khatun. She wrote, first, I aim to stay healthier by exercising regularly and eating nutritious food. Second, I want to manage my time better by organizing my tasks and avoiding procrastination. Additionally, I plan to read more books to expand my knowledge and develop my creativity. Last, I want to spend quality time with my family and friends. strengthening my relationships and creating happy memories. These resolutions will guide me toward a better and happier version of myself in the coming year.
Okay, my turn. I have Pradeep Chandra Kundo's letter. He wrote, I'm going to be 66 in 2025. My first resolution for the new year will be to get active with a daily exercise routine without fail. I will also try to practice mindfulness through meditation and yoga. My second resolution is to travel more in my country. The last but not the least resolution is to maintain an intimate relationship with my old friend radio. I'll continue to listen to radio programs from different radio stations from home and abroad. I'll write to them, send reception reports to collect QSLs, and participate in the quiz programs as usual. Well, I look forward to seeing your name on quiz entries and the bonus questions to all through the year, Pradeep. Has anyone out there forgotten how to write to me? Here's Laura Angelo with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Thanks, Laura Angelo. Okay, whose turn is it? Ruben, I think yours.
This is from Anjana Parvin. She wrote, Happy New Year 2025. I want to do a lot for my family this new year. I want to give the best service of my life to my husband and children. I have a son and a daughter, and I plan on spending time with them, talking with them, and traveling with them.
My turn now. Oh, this is nice. It's from Pupa Ghosh, who wrote, Children are everything to me. They are the future of this world. I have wanted to be a high school teacher from a very young age. Right now, I'm a teacher in an upper primary school, and I hope to transfer to teaching in the high school in this new year.
I have one from Habib Yur Rahman Sahau. He wrote, I want to be a volunteer because volunteering is the mother of all resolutions. Whether you have 1 hour a day, 2 days a week, or 1 day a month, you can make a difference. Besides, doing good is good for you.
Hand that box over, Ruben. This one is from Rafik Kondakar, who wrote that he will not only regularly participate in the Sound Kitchen, but will also help the poor in his community. Very nice, Rafik. Mathilde, before you read the next one, did you make any resolutions for 2025?
Finally get my driver's license. I think it's about time.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good one. What about you, Ruben?
I'm just going to try and be a better person. And, just live my life, too.
How are you going to be a better person?
I don't know.
You'll clear the table for your mother.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Child labor.
We'll do a load of laundry here and there. Let's see. Okay, Mateen, go.
This is from Muhammad Salim Akhtar. Mom, he's the man who won the EPOP RFI Clubs competition, right?
None other. Hello, dear brother.
He wrote that he will focus on his health this year and go to Mecca to perform Hajj. That's cool, Mr. Akhtar.
It certainly is. Mashallah, Salim.
Susan, since you call my dad baby brother, that makes you my own, right?
Absolutely.
So, Auntie, you didn't tell us if you had the New Year's resolution.
Clever nephew. I have. I will not make any more old lady noises in 2025.
Old lady noises? What are those?
It's this. Okay. You know, the noise you make when you get out of a chair or in a chair or in the bed or out of the bed or in the... You know, the noise oldies, old people make when they move. Mm-hmm. But... Actually, I don't really do it that often, do I, Mathilde?
I don't think I should answer that.
Okay, you cheeky youngsters, just wait and see.
This your girl, Bella the Bee. Stay live, stay fly, stay loving. Asheo!
On with the show. Whose turn is it? Ruben, you go.
Okay. This is from Vasu Pradeep, who wrote that he plans on rejuvenating and reviving my friendships. have missed a lot of friends in the last few years with the flood of social media and smartphones. The real world of friendships was gone. I wish to regain those days, walk around with friends, and thus feel a real happiness.
Ah, noble endeavor indeed. Do you, you guys, because, okay, you do a lot on social media, but do you feel like you don't have enough human contact, Ruben?
No, I don't really feel that. I do see a lot of people in real life. So.
See, that's what I've noted.
I mean, I understand why someone could feel that way. Like, for example, during COVID, but that's because we were all forced to be inside.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, humans are social animals, so you have to have human contact to live.
Yeah, I agree. And because you always hear people my age saying, these kids, they have no phone. All they do is scroll on their phones. And it's and I just think, well, no, it's different because I remember seeing you when you were little. You'd have with your girlfriends little. You didn't have a phone when you were little.
Yeah, but, some kids do now, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem.
But at about, yeah, and that is a problem. Too young is not a good thing. But I remember when you were about 14, 15, you would be with your girlfriends on the phone, but you'd be looking at the phones together and talking about what you saw.
Yeah.
So it was just different.
Yeah, it's but you're still, you guys don't have. But yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing we ever did, but it's just, you're still together and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Do you do that? You guys share stuff with your friends?
Well, sometimes I do that. Or sometimes we just watch film or videos or just listen to music together. But, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
I don't think it's the end of the world, everybody.
Mm.
I think our kids are going to be just fine.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, it's my turn now. This is from Shahonaz Parvin Ripa, the president of a women's radio club. Yay! There are not too many of you out there, Shahonaz, and I'm so happy to hear from you. Shahonaz wrote that she plans on regularly connecting with RFI and other international radios and continuing to take good care of my aged and sick mother. Ah, that's nice, Shahonaz. Mathilde, your turn.
It's from Riaz Ahmed Khan. He wrote, first of all, we need peace, and we need to work on pollution. We need to grow more trees. As a school teacher, I grow more than 100 trees at my school, and I encourage my students to take care of them and to plant more.
That was me shaking the box, and I have a letter from Birdan Chandra Sanyo. He wrote, all the mistakes I made last year, I will not make in the new year. I will live an honest and simple life. I will try to be a kind and human person. I will aid helpless and poor people. Thinking about the future, some money should be deposited in the bank. I will go on a trip. I will visit the sea and mountains of my country. I will admit the children of poor parents in school. I will pay for their education. I will not hurt anyone in the coming year. I will make a library so boys and girls can sit comfortably and read books for free. And yes, for fun, I will listen to radio programs throughout the year. May the coming new year bring prosperity to all, and may the breeze of peace float in the world.
Ah, that's great, Beaton. Send us pictures of your library when you have it up and running. Okay, Mathilde, you go.
This one is from Najim Uddin, who wrote, as the new year begins, I resolve to contribute to a healthier planet by embracing sustainability. First, I will focus on minimizing waste by using reusable bags, bottles, and containers. I'll also reduce single-use plastics and recycle responsibly. Additionally, I intend to conserve energy by turning off lights and appliances when not in use and choosing energy-efficient products. Supporting sustainable practices extends to my diet as well. I aim to incorporate more plant-based meals and buy local, organic produce to reduce the environmental impact of food production. Furthermore, I will advocate for environmental awareness by encouraging friends and family to adopt greener habits. Through these small but meaningful changes, I hope to contribute to a sustainable future. Together, we can make a difference for the planet we call home.
Mathilde, you're very interested in sustainability. Do you have any other little tips to share with the listeners about what you can do on your grassroots level at your house? Empty this one you taught me. I was talking to Ruben about it before you got here. Is to be sure to empty the trash on your computers regularly. You're the one who taught me that. Why?
because your data doesn't just flow in the air. There are huge data centers around the world, and that's where all your unused stuff on your computers, your iPhones, everything goes. And it just takes up more space, which means we have to then create more data centers, i.e. deforestation, moving of populations. I mean, it's really a bad thing.
Yeah, they're big old energy eaters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Major energy eaters. So clean, as you keep your house tidy, keep your computers and phones tidy. How about you? What do you do, Ruben, in your zest for your quest for a better planet, a healthier planet? I know you've given up hamburgers, right?
I do try to recycle, do the minimum, but it is complicated to do it, but I try.
That's good. It is hard. Yeah. It's not really set up real well in Paris, but I hear it's going to get better in 2025.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay. My turn. Ooh, it's from Ijaz Karim. And I was happy to read this when he sent it in last week because he says he wants to visit Europe in 2025, which will include Paris. I sure hope you get here, Ijaz. You'll have to come on the show with baby brother and me. Other than a grand tour, Ijaz wrote that he wants to focus on personal growth, improve his professional skills, and spend more quality time with his family. All worthy goals, sweet brother. Okay, Ruben, your turn.
It's from Sultan Mahmoud Saka. He wrote, 2024 was a year of many ups and downs in my life. I hope that 2025 will be a new chapter in my life. May the mental pain I have experienced in the past year go away. May I celebrate the new year, 2025, with new joy. May I spend the days of the new year with healthy life and beautiful thoughts. May I organize my life in a new way. May I spend the new year with joy and excitement with my wife, son, daughter, and all my friends. Happy New Year 2025 to all the listeners of RFI English Service.
Yes, Sultan, may 2025 be a peaceful and healthy year for you and your family. Dear Mathilde, this is for you.
It's from Jayanta Chakrabarti. You talk about him and his wife Dipita a lot. This is what he wrote. I have made my 2025 New Year resolution brief and unpretentious, simply to never repeat the mistakes and deficiencies I have encountered last year. This will reinforce my determination to be a better person in judgment and action.
And Ruben, this one is for you.
It's from John Yemi Sande Ture. He wrote, by the grace of God and his son Jesus Christ, whom I put first in all my activities on this Mother Earth, I would like to achieve in all areas of my heart desires and to help others that need help to survive.
And this one from Debashis Gopbe is for all of us. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
May the new year be filled with harmony and peace.
Thanks to all of you who sent in your 2025 resolutions and wishes, and huge hugs to today's co-chefs, Mathilde Owensby-Daguzat and Ruben Myers. Y'all are great.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's it for this week's special Sound Kitchen. Thanks again to all of you who wrote in. And on behalf of the English Language Service team, thanks to all of you who sent us Christmas and New Year greetings, which we all appreciate very much. Keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. And many, many thanks to our magic mixer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure to tune in next Saturday to hear the answer to the quiz about Senegal's legislative elections. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with Otis Redding's New Year Resolution. He's joined by Carla Thomas. Talk to you all next week.
I hope it's not too late just to say that I'm sorry, honey.
shine.